It's Wednesday, October 29th. I'm Jane Costin, and this is What A Day, the show reminding everyone, with Halloween coming up, it's okay to be scary and to wear a scary costume. But if you go up to someone's house wearing terrifying costumes, identify yourself as, quote, your worst nightmare, and remain outside the house for 11 full minutes while threatening to break the door down, do not be surprised if your intended victims call the police, the video of your creepy efforts goes viral, and everyone gets very, very mad at you. On today's show, Elon Musk hates Wikipedia so much that he launches Grokopedia to tell, quote, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. And Israel tests the limits of its ceasefire with Hamas. But let's start with next Tuesday's elections. In states from California to Virginia, Americans will be heading to the polls in big numbers on November 4th. In New York City, voters will pick a new mayor, choosing between former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is running as an independent, Republican Curtis Sliwa, and the frontrunner, Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani. Mamdani has been the frontrunner since a stunning victory in June's Democratic primary, but the early voting tallies so far show two things. One, this election is going to have an absolutely massive turnout. And two, older voters are showing up, and that might be good news for Andrew Cuomo, who has gained on Mamdani in the polls. For his part, Mamdani is keeping his eyes on the mayoral prize. Here he is speaking to Fox News on Monday.
With all the voters talking to you, do you feel like you have it in the bag, or you still want people to show up, or do you think you got it?
You can never take anything for granted. If you want to take something for granted, that's Andrew Cuomo, what he did in the primary. We don't want to end up like Andrew Cuomo.
Now, you might not live in New York City, but an election in New York City is never just an election for residents of the Big Apple, especially with the potential for the city's first Muslim mayor to be going up against a Trump administration more than willing to make him and the city a target. So to talk about New York City's big decision and just what Democrats can and can't learn from Zohran Mamdani, I spoke to my new colleague, Alex Wagner. She's the host of Crooked Media's newest podcast, Runaway Country with Alex Wagner. Alex, welcome to What A Day.
It's so great to be here. I'm happy to... I feel like I haven't seen you in years.
I know.
I saw you actually once at the Crooked offices.
Yes.
I don't think you... Did I see? I mean, I feel like I was like trying to find where the good snacks were.
I know. And at some point, we will have a good snack conversation, and you can hear my snack diatribe. But more importantly, early voting started this past weekend in New York City, and unlike in the primaries, voters over 55 made up a majority of those who turned out. Now, with the proviso that early voting numbers are often really stupid. I remember this. You remember this. Mm-hmm. We all remember this every other election, except we forget every single time because that's how we are. What could those numbers mean for Zohran Mamdani's chances of defeating Andrew Cuomo?
Well, okay, look, again, with a caveat that they're stupid and you shouldn't draw too many inferences from them, I will say one thing is certain. There is a lot of interest in this mayor's race in New York City. People are fired up. They're engaged. However, you look at how the two candidates, Cuomo and Mamdani, are doing with older voters, boomers, as we call them, and Cuomo does better with boomers. So if you're the Cuomo campaign, you're delighted to see a stronger turnout from the 55-plus crew. Having said that, I know lots of people who are in their 50s and 60s that are excited about Mamdani. I think it's just, I do think the general, surprise, surprise, the general election makeup is going to be different than the Democratic primary makeup, which is kind of always the case in every election ever. I will say, and I said this before, I would not be surprised if this race is tighter than people think it necessarily will be, given the enthusiasm and the amount of energy in and around the Mamdani campaign.
I actually want to ask you about the difference between the primary and the general with regard to voters. So there are two schools of thought in my head. One is that lots and lots of younger voters turned out in the primary and might not be turning out now. The other is that people don't vote in primaries. So if younger people show up at like baseline levels, it's like, oh my God, so many younger people showed up for a Democratic primary that everybody kind of forgot about. Which do you think is more valid, and why do you think younger voters may not be turning out yet in the same numbers as they did in the primary?
I don't, you know, like this is a weird one because often in like national politics, it's the older voters that like you want a reliable voting base if you're a candidate, right? And Democrat, younger voters tend to be less reliable. Now, there was the sort of shock of the primary results, the excitement around Mamdani, that I'm not surprised that older voters are turning out early they like voting early. This is what older voters do. They like voting by mail. They like voting early. They're responsible voters. They don't wait to the last minute like the kids do. I'm not sure how much to read into what the ultimate, like, you know, makeup of the electorate will be on election day when all the results are in, right? But I think, you know, the Cuomo team has acted aggressively. You have the Trump of it all, which I think is definitely shaping some minds about both for and against Mamdani and for and against Cuomo. And I think there are some X factors. Like, New York City is a crazy place. Could anybody have predicted that Trump was going to do better? Like, one of the cities where he was going to make the biggest inroads in 2024 would be New York City. I don't think most New Yorkers would have told you that. And that's why I feel like, you know, I'm loath to predict how it's all going to shake down on election day, just because it's such this, you know, this election is so tied to national political dynamics, and we live in a pretty chaotic time.
This is why you're one of my favorite people, because you say things like, I'm loath to predict, and I love that, because we don't know. Nobody knows. But I did want to ask something you might know, which is last Friday, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries finally endorsed Mamdani. New York Governor Kathy Hochul endorsed him in mid-September. Who do you think has more to gain from these endorsements, Mamdani or establishment Democrats?
I mean, it wasn't Kathy Hochul, if you saw the reception she got this week, where she mispronounced his name multiple times. I mean, like,
yeah, and then got tax the rich chants that she seemed to think had to do with the Buffalo Bills, which I'm like, ugh, Governor.
Well, this crowd is certainly fired up. I think Hochul needs Mamdani more. I'm not sure. Jeffries is complicated. You know, that's a thing. I mean, first of all, if Democrats, especially those in Congress, have not learned anything at this point, I mean, the idea is like, now is the time to take a stand. But like being kind of like mealy mouthed and waiting to the last minute isn't going to win you points with anybody. And like, I don't think that Zohran Mamdani is going to, the difference maker is going to be Kathy Hochul, especially given the fact that Mamdani's supporters sort of undermined her, you know, legitimacy in a pretty like shocking way at the actual event, right? That's not going to make Hochul supporters think, oh yeah, no, we have kinship here. And it's not going to make Mamdani supporters feel any more enamored of the governor.
You spoke to my friends over on Pod Save America recently about how you've been hearing about so-called quiet Cuomo voters.
Yeah.
Who are those voters and how could they impact this race?
Well, listen, I think I have Trump I mean, who doesn't have Trump PTSD?
Yes. Every single person. I think that, I mean, that's another big thing here is the Trump of it all is just being like, there will be this silent flood of people who have not said anything and they will come out of nowhere. And here we are again.
I also think there is, it's like the only dynamic that is slightly different is the fact that Mamdani has a tidal wave of public support. Like, he is very much in the zeitgeist. He is very much in the culture of New York City. And much like, you know, you would hear about rich New Yorkers quietly saying, I think I might vote for Trump. I mean, they would say that to themselves, not to me, but right.
Right.
There is a cut of New Yorker who's like, I just don't know about this guy. And also, I am generally and genuinely concerned that he has become such a ripe target for Trump that it's going to redound to New York City's detriment, that he is going to, through no fault necessarily of his own, but just because Trump has his sights set on fighting Mamdani as, again, the vanguard of the Democratic Party, that Trump is going to make life miserable and New Yorkers are going to, Trump is going to make New York City lives collateral damage in his war against Mamdani. And so there's that concern. There's the concern about his experience. So again, I'm not endorsing any of that, but I think when you talk about New Yorkers who are on the fence or are quiet Cuomo supporters, these things come to their mind.
So something that I think is an obvious point is that New York City is a very specific place, like very specific. And over at The Argument, data analyst Laksha Jain, who I've spoken to on the show, recently published some polling indicating that while Mamdani has run a very strong campaign, his favorability ratings don't look good at the national level, which is fine. Like, there are lots of people who do very well in where they are, but that might not work nationally. But what do you make of the idea that national Democrats have something to learn from Mamdani and his messaging? Because I think that there's going to be, regardless of what happens, there's going to be like the Mamdani message, the Mamdani moment, like, you know, can we take that from there to an election taking place somewhere else? I personally don't think so, because New York City is not like anywhere else on earth.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think what the Democratic Party needs is big ideas. They need conviction. They need a set of, I don't mean to genderize it, but like cojones to face down what we're looking at, which is an authoritarian who is going to try and potentially hold on to power well past what the Constitution dictates he can do. And so it is not a time for shrinking violets. And I actually don't even think it's a time to be trying to map Zohran Mamdani onto like Nebraska. You know, like it's what it's about is like getting fresh and sassy and championing people who are doing well in their respective markets, right? Like you end up in a mushy middle if you're trying to find someone that fits everyone's that's like six t-shirt sizes, right?
Right.
Like this is someone with unique generational talent, and Democrats would be foolish to try and diminish that talent in the name of trying to find some national median that's going to appeal to everybody. I think it's about listening to what he's saying and also taking a cue from the way in which he has very naturally articulated a set of like passionate ideals, new policy prescriptions, and done so like where people are listening. Those parts of it are universal. If you like, just the strategy alone is something that the Democratic Party could learn a lot from. Not everybody's going to be able to do it like Zohran Mamdani, and maybe not everybody should, but the nuts and bolts of how he's built something different are something I think Democrats can learn from.
Alex, as always, thank you so much for joining me.
It is such a pleasure, always, and I hope anything that I said proves to be somewhat accurate in the next
week.
See,
again, this is why you never make predictions. You just kind of give people like the,
could be.
Anything could happen.
Exactly. What a day.
What a day. That was my conversation with Alex Wagner. She's the host of Crooked Media's newest podcast, Runaway Country with Alex Wagner. We'll get to more of the news in a moment, but if you like the show, make sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, watch us on YouTube, and share with your friends. More to come after some ads. What A Day is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon makes high-protein, zero-sugar cereals and treats reinvented from your childhood. Every serving of Magic Spoon high-protein cereal has 13 grams of protein, 0 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. They come in nostalgic flavors like fruity, cocoa, and frosted. And Magic Spoon's high-protein treats are crispy, crunchy, airy, and an easy way to get 12 grams of protein on the go. They come in mouth-watering flavors like marshmallow, chocolate peanut butter, and dark chocolate. Both are great on the go, pre- or post-workout, or as a midnight snack. Get $5 off your next order at magicspoon.com/day, or look for Magic Spoon on Amazon or in your nearest grocery store. That's magicspoon.com/day for $5 off.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here's what else we're following today.
Headlines.
We're going to make it simple.
I had my my 15-year-old son and some of his friends were together over the weekend, and they wanted me to explain it to him as simply as possible. This is the little formulation, okay? Hey, fellas, remember from civics, you got to have 60 votes in the Senate.
House Speaker Mike Johnson took to the podium to share a simple graphic with the public, one that he could use to explain the government shutdown to his 15-year-old son in what must have been the most boring afternoon of that child's life. The Senate on Tuesday failed for the lucky number 13th time to pass a measure to reopen the government. According to Axios, internal GOP frustration with Johnson's shutdown strategy boiled over during a private conference call Tuesday afternoon. Texas Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw joined a growing chorus of Republicans asking whether they should still be sitting at home in their districts while the government remains closed. On the Democratic side, attorneys general and leaders from 25 states have filed a lawsuit against the Agriculture Department over the impending halt of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The suit argues that the USDA is legally obligated to keep issuing food assistance as long as funding remains available, and urges the court to require the agency to tap into contingency funds already approved by Congress to sustain the program during the shutdown. Also on Tuesday, a regular Ron Swanson, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, has offered Democrats a proposal to pay all federal workers while federal departments and agencies are shuttered. Some Democrats have signaled that they are open to supporting the plan. The Israeli army launched a barrage of attacks in Gaza on Tuesday, testing the limits of its already shaky ceasefire agreement with Hamas. According to Reuters, health officials said more than two dozen people were killed in the strikes as of Tuesday evening Pacific time. The order from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to launch strikes in the Gaza Strip came after an Israeli official said its forces were fired upon in southern Gaza. Hamas denied involvement and, in a statement, reiterated its commitment to the ceasefire. In addition, on Monday, Hamas handed over the remains of another hostage, but Israel said they belonged to a hostage the country had already partially recovered. Netanyahu's office called the return of these body parts a, quote, clear violation of the ceasefire agreement, which requires Hamas to return the bodies of the remaining hostages in Gaza as soon as possible. In response to the Israeli strikes, Hamas said it would delay handing over the body of another hostage. But, always the optimist, Vice President J.D. Vance expressed confidence in the ceasefire Tuesday when speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill.
The president achieved a historic peace in the Middle East. The ceasefire is holding. That doesn't mean that there aren't going to be little skirmishes here and there.
I suppose ceasefire is a term best left up to interpretation. Remember the last time someone said, hey, did you hear about the great climate news? Well, today is also not that day. According to a new United Nations review, most of the countries that signed on to the Paris Climate Agreement have failed to complete one of the main homework assignments, updating their plans to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Only 64 countries submitted their updated pledges this year, which is just around a third of the signatories to the agreement. And the plans that were submitted would cut emissions by about 17% in the next 10 years, far short of the UN's goal of a 37% reduction. And to make it all even worse, one of the plans that was included in this report was submitted in the final weeks of the Biden administration. President Donald Trump has said he has no intention of fulfilling this plan. While global leaders are failing to meet past climate pledges, storms are intensifying. On Tuesday, Hurricane Melissa sustained 185-mile-per-hour winds and made landfall in Jamaica as a Category 5 storm before weakening on its path. Simon Steele, the executive secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, notes in the Washington Post that while emission cuts are too slow, quote, humanity is now clearly bending the emissions curve downward for the first time, which may be one of the only acceptable moments to clap when someone proclaims we're going down. Elon Musk unveiled his own version of Wikipedia this week. But unlike the crowdsourced online encyclopedia, Musk's version is made up of entries edited by xAI, his artificial intelligence company. The new project, unfortunately named Grokopedia, will, quote, purge out the propaganda flooding Wikipedia, Musk claimed in a post on Twitter, which he unfortunately renamed X. Grokopedia's entry on gender, for instance, begins, quote, gender refers to the binary classification of humans as male or female based on biological sex. Wikipedia's definition is much more expansive. Grok, which identifies as it that, is much more certain about its creator. According to his own AI, Elon Musk, quote, favors strength training, which he needs to, quote, sustain energy amid 80 to 100 hour work weeks that often extend into weekends. Is posting on the internet considered strength training now? But then again, who am I to judge the veracity of these claims? I work for Crooked Media, a, quote, elite-led democratic effort that is, quote, eschewing journalistic neutrality, according to Grokopedia. So it's Wikipedia versus Grokopedia, and somehow the phrase, sorry, I didn't get much sleep, I was knee-deep in a grok hole last tonight, just doesn't have the same ring to it. And that's the news. Before we go, with the holidays fast approaching, you're probably starting to look for the perfect gift for the people in your life who make living in America right now bearable. Well, good news. You can find the special something that tells them, oh my God, thank you for being normal, at the Crooked Store. We've got merch from all of your favorite Crooked Pods, plus holiday exclusives like the Santa as Woman collection for anyone who knows that holiday magic is truly made by hardworking moms and Mariah Carey. From high-quality fleece to stocking stuffers, gifts for everyone on Trump's enemies list are here. You can shop now at crooked.com/store, or if you're more of an in-person shopper, a selection of our merch will be available at CrookedCon. That's all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, contemplate how President Donald Trump appears to have confused an IQ test with a test for dementia, and tell your friends to listen. And if you're into reading, and not just about how the president bragged about his performance on the Montreal Cognitive Assessment while on Air Force One on Monday, you know, the test where you're asked to repeat a series of words like person, woman, man, camera, TV, and challenged Democratic Representatives Jasmine Crockett and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to take the same test, like me, What A Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Jane Costin, and the president had an MRI at his last physical for some reason and confused an IQ test with a test for dementia. He's got third term written all over him. What A Day is a production of Crooked Media. It's recorded and mixed by Desmond Taylor. Our associate producers are Emily Four and Chris Allport. Our video editor is Joseph Dutra. Our video producer is Johanna Case. We had production help today from Greg Walters, Matt Berg, Sean Ali, Gina Pollack, and Caitlin Plummer. Our senior producer is Erica Morrison, and our senior vice president of news and politics is Adrian Hill. We had help today from the Associated Press. Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka. Our production staff is proudly unionized with the Writers Guild of America East.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.